Pardon me. Have a little cough.
Stay away from me.
I'm not sick.
No. Jeffries, you have a question or were you coughing?
Can I get a
podcast?
Welcome, everybody. Welcome. This is Can I Get a Podcast? I'm Jeffrey Cooperstein alongside my good buddy and co-host Chris Gross. We took a couple week hiatus due to some scheduling conflicts, but Chris, we are back in action, and today is a very, very fun day.
Yes, it is, and you know, we had to take a little break, so just what that means is we have all our podcast energy built up.
That's
and
correct.
We're just going to unleash the best podcast I think we've ever done here.
Let's do it.
Jeffrey, it is bowl season.
Yes.
We've got a lot to talk about. Coming up here in the later half of the podcast, we are going to look forward to some of the big games that are actually happening later today. We're going to talk about the college football playoff semifinal games, and we'll look into some of the New Year's Six games as well. But we got to talk about some of the big games that happen this past week, and we had just...
I don't know if they were big games, but they turned out to be just very interesting games.
Big games is maybe not the right way to put it. We'll just say, is interesting the right way to put
it? Not really.
Okay. Fun. Is fun? Because it's not necessarily
yes.
fun. Okay, we'll say
no,
fun.
No, I would say fun.
And we started on Wednesday night with the Cheez-It Bowl, which was TCU-Cal, which we knew going in was going to be a defensive slugfest.
But it was the most beautifully ugly game I think I've ever seen.
If you could watch a game that ended 10-7 that was more fun to watch than this, please let me know.
Yes.
Because I'm going to call you a liar. I don't believe that there is one. This is a game that the over-under was set at 38.5. And if you put money on the over on this, you should be, just whatever your job is, you should be fired. Because there was no way this game was going to go over that. Even when we were going to overtime, I was like, there's no way this comes anywhere close to scoring 39 or more points.
You didn't think they would have gone to 7 OTs?
No, no chance.
Or they might have, but no one would have scored.
That's the thing. If they did go to that many, it would have been because nobody was scoring. It wasn't going to be A&M LSU, where you had all the touchdowns and extra points.
Man,
It wasn't going to be that.
It was a really, really weird game. So I caught the end of it because I believe the Mavs were playing that night as well.
Yes, they were.
And so I caught the end of that game. Dude, I'll never forget that game.
It was
one of those games you won't forget.
So just some of the weird things about this game. First of all, you had 9 interceptions thrown, which is unbelievable to think about having in a college football game. And here's the other thing. So you had 8 interceptions being thrown going into overtime, and on Cal's first possession threw a pick that almost was returned for a pick 6.
But the offensive lineman got him.
Yeah, and as the guy was running, I was like, this game ending on a pick 6 would just be perfect.
It would have been justice.
That would have been the perfect way to end. So I'm looking at an article from SB Nation, and we'll just run through some of these because they've really detailed how insane this game was. 19 signs, Cal TCU was one of the most beautifully hideous bowls ever. This was the most interesting thing, I think, from this game, and it's saying a lot. So ESPN put this graphic up during the game. Chase Forrest came in to play quarterback
for
Cal.
Yep.
Chase Forrest is one of 2 senior Power 5 quarterbacks entering this season to never start a game and still be at the original school. Do you know who the other one was?
Who was it?
TCU's starting quarterback, Grayson Muehlstein.
The Mule.
Just having that kind of stat in this game, when you saw that early in the game, that's when we knew, like, this was going to weird places.
Man.
This game was going to weird places.
And it's TCU obviously had a lot of problems this year.
Yeah.
With, you know, all their quarterback issues and whatnot. So it was obviously an unfair position for Muehlstein to be in. But, man, he had probably the worst game I've ever seen from a Power 5 quarterback.
It was. The stat line is really bad.
I watched Tyrone Swoops play quarterback.
Yeah, it was not good. It eventually got so bad. You put in who was coming in as a really high-recruited quarterback coming
Justin
in.
Rogers,
Justin
yep.
Rogers. But the dude has drop foot. Like, that is not good.
Right.
And the thing, he will be part of what's going to be a really interesting quarterback battle for TCU next year. he's not going to be the best athlete coming in because you've got a kid coming in this year. He's enrolling early, going to get into practice early. Duggan, who's going to be a really good quarterback. But Justin Rogers, just to see him out there was interesting. That's one thing they that was in this article. Putting in a quarterback with drop foot, and then he's got to make a run to the sidelines on his foot.
Say.
Yeah, it was not great. They eventually put Muehlstein back in. I don't remember if it set a record for the most interceptions in a bowl game.
Yes, it did.
Okay, yep. It did. So 9 interceptions, and then at the end, what you had as TCU, they put in their kicker, Cal iced, then they brought in a different kicker to end up kicking the game winner. Yep. It was just kind of like, what are you doing here? It was so weird. This game was just so bizarre. And then on top of it, the other thing that's weird, this was the Cheez-It Bowl. And the trophy actually had a bowl of Cheez-Its in it.
Like the Orange Bowl does.
And so when one of the players, I guess, was handing it to somebody else, he dumped Cheez-Its on Gary Patterson. Like, they were actual Cheez-Its you could grab and eat. This was just and the other thing, games to me are always, you get a little bit weirder when you're playing them late at night. This was a game played in Phoenix, so it kicked off at 8 o'clock. You had peak weirdness at like 11 o'clock Central Time, which when you get that late and you got weirdness, it's like extra weird.
Dude, it was a super weird game. There were a couple of weird games. Real quick, give me 15 seconds, your summary on TCU winning season.
Just real quickly, I would say clearly not up to the standards you had. You were 2.5 games in with Sean Robinson, and you were playing well against Ohio State. They were ranked 15 at the time. You really thought this was going to be a team vying for the Big 12 championship. Ultimate disappointment coming down to the end, but you can't argue with the kind of injuries that they dealt with. They dealt with a lot of bad luck, and it's really going to be, I'm excited for next year. You've got a really good quarterback battle. And so I would say winning 3 of your last 4 games to become bowl eligible, I would say not a success from where you started, but a success from where you were halfway through the season.
Absolutely. TCU will be back. They always are. Let's move on here, Chris. We had the Music City Bowl as well. That was one of the strangest games I've ever seen. Auburn set the record in the first half for points in the first half bowl game with 56 points.
56.
In a half.
Yes. It's unbelievable. Now, this is Jarrett Stidham quarterbacking Auburn, who was originally a Baylor commit. He eventually made his way over to Auburn. And this was just an insane game from how unbelievably bad Purdue looked. If you think about it, this was the team that kept Ohio State out of the college football playoff.
They beat Ohio State by, what was it, 28?
Yeah, it was something like
that.
Incredible. I don't remember. Yeah. And to score 56 points in the first half, as we talked about, a good game for Jarrett Stidham, not so much for David Blau on the other side. 2 interceptions, no touchdowns. That's how he's going to end his career with the Boilermakers. Just another, I don't even know how you would describe this game other than just weird, just
it
wonky.
It was just very weird. It looked, I mean, like Purdue wasn't, they didn't. It's very cliche, but they weren't ready to go.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Other weirdness I just want to mention before we start getting to the other games that we're looking forward to today. You had the First Responders Bowl, which was supposed to be played here at the actual Cotton Bowl in Dallas, not the Cotton Bowl that's played at Jerry World.
Canceled.
Not postponed, not delayed.
Canceled.
It was canceled. So I think you played 9 minutes. Boise State had a lead, I believe, over Boston College when the game was canceled. Now, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but I got to say, not having a contingency weather plan for a
bowl
game,
not the best look.
To me, it's almost unacceptable.
Could they, I mean, I know, like the entire bowl season is predicated on television and ratings and time slots and all that. They seriously couldn't have played that game tomorrow at 11 a.m.
I don't understand.
Not tomorrow, but the day after.
Yeah, I don't understand. Or you're in Dallas. You have football fields all over the place.
Yes.
You can easily head west to Arlington, where you have a covered football stadium. I don't know what else they had going on over there.
They could have gone to Allen High School, and they wouldn't have sold out the game anyways.
Yeah. just unbelievable that you don't have a backup contingency plan for a bowl game. Just weirdness going on right there. But, Jeffrey, let's move on. Let's look ahead to some of the games that you got coming up today.
Chris, it's college football playoff semifinal day.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so excited.
I know, me too. And I feel like it kind of snuck up on me.
It did. We were in Christmas season, you know,
yeah.
Spending time with your family, holiday season, and then boom. Right here. It's here, right in front of your face.
So let's just go chronologically. We'll just go as the games go throughout the day. And just a reminder, you can hear all these games on 103.3 FM,
yes,
ESPN. Which, speaking of, he's Jeffrey Cooperstein. I'm Chris Gross. We're talking about the weirdness of bowl season, looking ahead to the college football playoff games today. Let's start with the number 2 Clemson Tigers against number 3 Notre Dame. That game is at... It is in the Cotton Bowl, but not the actual Cotton Bowl. It's the Jerry World Cotton Bowl.
The Cotton Bowl at Jerry World. Isn't that something?
Yes, it is. And this one's a little interesting. You've got Clemson's defensive line, which was going to be by far the best in college football.
Yep.
It was the defining factor about that team. You do have an injury to Lawrence on the line, or a suspension to Lawrence. He's not going to play in the game today. That's going to be interesting. But coming in, Clemson a 12.5-point favorite. What do you see out of this one?
Man, I think it'll surprisingly be a good game. I think Ian Book really energized Notre Dame when they went to him earlier in the season.
Yep.
And I think it's going to be a good game. I think Notre Dame didn't get a lot of the credit because they didn't play a lot of the schedule. A good schedule. But I think Notre Dame's a really good team. I think they'll cover the 12.5. I'm not sure they'll beat them. But it'll be an interesting game. We'll see how Trevor Lawrence performs on the big stage for Clemson.
Yeah, and you mentioned Ian Book. That was definitely... Notre Dame's season really changed around when they went to him. You weren't getting a lot. And think back to the two games about Notre Dame, to me, that stick out in my mind. You go back to the opening the game against Michigan, a game that you were able to win without Ian Book. It's interesting to see what you would have been able to do with him in there. And then the game against Syracuse. That was a game that you, when we were going in, you were like, what are they going to be able to do here in this game? And they totally blew them out of the water.
That was supposed to be like their big test, you know? And the thing is that Notre Dame just, I don't know what to think, really.
Yeah.
I think they're a good team, but we haven't seen them face a huge test yet.
Yeah. So what was your prediction again?
My prediction was Notre Dame's going to cover, but yeah. Clemson will win.
I'm gonna ride with you there. I've got Clemson winning. 12.5 is just a lot.
It's a lot of points.
But let's go even bigger as we go to the game
later tonight.
It is number 1 Alabama against number 4 Oklahoma.
Yep.
A 14-point spread. That's what Oklahoma and Kyler Murray are getting. Look. I love Kyler Murray, well deserving of the Heisman Trophy. He's playing against the Heisman runner-up in Tua. That's going to be interesting.
This will be the best defense he's faced.
And looking on the other side, this will be probably the worst defense that Alabama's faced. Oklahoma with a brutal, just absolutely brutal defense.
They're not good.
Tua said, I can't remember if it was yesterday or maybe Thursday, he said he's about 80 to 85% healthy.
Yep.
We'll see Tua out there.
We'll see Jalen Hurts out there,
yeah,
too.
They're going to play. Look, I love Kyler Murray. I love this Oklahoma offense. That defense, to me, is too hard to overlook. I'm going to pick out from Oklahoma to cover, but I've got Alabama winning.
Oklahoma's not winning this game.
Yeah.
I think Alabama's going to cover this 14. I just think they're too overpowering. They have a good enough offense to be able to gash that horrible Oklahoma defense. And their defense is not up to the Alabama standard of greatness, but
yeah,
they're still really good. And I think they'll be able to do enough to not completely stop, but to contain Kyler and CeeDee Lamb and Hollywood and all that.
So you don't think Oklahoma has a chance in this one?
They have a puncher's chance. I mean,
yeah,
if they get out to a hot start, they have a chance. But I don't think that this is anything that Alabama isn't ready for. I'll just say that.
I think Oklahoma has a shot in this one. I think they have a better chance than Notre Dame does, honestly. I just think that Kyler in that offense, they've shown this year they can overcome the deficiencies of the defense. And I think that if it comes down to it, if it's coming down to Kyler versus Tua, which is, I know, what we want to all see, Kyler has a shot. Kyler definitely has a chance.
Yeah, if it goes into a shootout, obviously Oklahoma has a chance. I sound really Oklahoma hater-ish here, which...
You are.
I absolutely am. But I just don't see it. I don't see it. I think Alabama rolls.
What other New Year's Six matchups are you interested
in? Well,
right
now we have the Fighting Florida Gators against the Michigan Wolverines. Michigan is up 7-6 here, middle second quarter. It's an interesting game simply because I'm a Florida fan, but both of these are really boring offenses and really, really good defenses. So this game could possibly end 7-6. We may not see another score the rest of the game.
Yeah, and this is weird. I'm getting tired of the Florida-Michigan matchups.
Honestly, me too. They've played the last 3 years now.
We get it entirely all too much. And that's what I don't want to see in bowls. I don't want to see repeated matchups. The thing I love about bowls, look, even if it's weird, you get like TCU Cal.
Yeah.
Which
you get a different opponent.
Yeah, and that's what I like to see. So this kind of stuff just it just totally annoys me. Talk to us for just a second. I'll get into the one I'm looking at. Talk to us through Texas Georgia, the Sugar Bowl.
Man, like I said, I believe I've said this earlier. I look at Texas Georgia as a measuring stick game for the Longhorns. I don't know if it's possible that they win the game. I think they're looking at how do we get to where Georgia is right now. I think that's Texas' main goal. I don't see Texas winning this game. I think Georgia's too talented up front.
Georgia minus 13. Texas cover.
I'm going to take Georgia.
Okay. Washington, Ohio State in the Rose Bowl, blah. I don't care.
Don't care.
And then the
don't
one
care
I
care about UCF.
I do. I care about UCF LSU. I'm interested in the Fiesta Bowl this year because, to me, this is UCF's chance to say, hey, we deserve a spot. We deserve respect.
Are they going
to
claim back-to-back national champions if they win?
I think they should, right? If you claimed it last year.
Right? Why not?
You went through another undefeated season. You beat an SEC team.
But they might
team.
Not be the only they won't be the only undefeated team, I believe.
Who else?
Because aren't three of the four playoff teams undefeated? Oklahoma is the only one that isn't.
You're right. So, yes, there will be one who ends, unless Oklahoma wins it all.
Right.
Then they wouldn't be. But I think they probably should because they didn't get a chance. I'm looking here on ESPN, and they don't have a line for this game. Is it because that's not a Power 5 team?
They don't have a line for the Fiesta Bowl.
Yeah.
That is interesting. I don't know what the... what the reason for that
is. I don't either. But give me UCF. I think, again, we'll see the same kind of situation as last year where UCF is way more motivated, and it will creep up in these bowl games. If you're not up to play after sitting out for a month, it will show.
I will take UCF as well simply because I don't think LSU is very good.
They by far the most overrated team this year.
Yes.
And I can say that without qualms.
With 100% confidence they are.
If you want to debate me on that, I will debate anyone who wants to argue that.
At Chris is gross on Twitter.
Yes. But lots of great college football going on. Bowl season proving to be fun again.
I love bowl season, but at January 7th at about 11 p.m.,
yeah,
we have to wait 8 more months until college football is played again.
And you know what? Real quick to the people who say we have too many bowl games. Well, if you think we have too many bowl games, we're probably not having TCU Cal.
No, we're like, not having TCU Cal. We're probably not having Purdue.
Auburn.
Auburn.
Yeah.
I'm everywhere at this point.
That's my argument for why we need as many bowl games as we do. Because you will find a gem somewhere in the rough.
Why would you not want more college football?
Because people are weird.
They're weird.
I don't really. Because, well, you don't want to reward a team for a 6-win season. Well, you know what?
Get over it.
Yeah. If you don't like football, that's fine. Don't watch.
Right.
You don't have to watch. You're not being forced to watch. But that's the podcast. This is Can I Get a Podcast? He's Jeffrey Cooperstein. I'm Chris Gross. We move on to close the podcast like we always do. It is the 24-second shot clock. You get 24 seconds to talk about whatever you want, but when the buzzer goes off, it is time for you to shut your mouth. Jeffrey, I'll go first here. Just want to say, got lots of great stuff for Christmas. Got
yes.
My dog, lots of cool stuff. I want to say one of the highlights that I actually got from my wife's grandmother is I don't even know how to. It's one of those warm hats that you put on, like with the. It falls down.
I don't even know
how to describe it. But it's also a Bluetooth. It's got Bluetooth speakers in it.
Really?
So that you can connect your phone and listen through the hat.
Your hat has Bluetooth speakers in it.
Yeah, and speaker might not be the right way to put it because it's like only you can hear.
Right.
But it's got Bluetooth in it so that you can connect your phone. You're warm and you can listen to your music or podcast or whatever.
So it's like an NFL quarterback's helmet.
Yes.
That has a headset in it.
Yes.
That is really cool.
It is really cool. Big fan of that. Jeffrey, where are you going with your 24
seconds? Dude, my 24-second shot clock, we got to go to hockey here, Chris. I know we've talked about this. Star CEO Jim Leitz went full scorched earth on Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin on Friday. He gave probably the most damning comments I've ever seen from an executive in sport, basically calling him out for being soft, not being held accountable, not being a leader. It's something that could really, really backfire or could really, really help the Stars.
Yeah, and that's in, you know, we've talked about it that I'm not a huge hockey guy, but when you make fiery comments like that, I'm in. I'm interested in that. That is, when was the last time we had, like, members of like a team front office going so fiery against their players here in the in DFW?
Dude, I don't think I've ever seen it.
Yeah.
People were saying that this is the closest thing to the day Jimmy Johnson got fired.
Yeah.
And so I think this is new territory. I didn't know how to react. I still don't really know what to make of it.
And for him to go after, I mean, these are your star players. Correct me if I'm wrong, right?
These are your two best players. They've been top 10 in the league in scoring the past 3 years. This year, neither of them are in the top 50 in scoring.
Yikes. So what do they do? Just real quick, how do you fix it?
Go out and play better.
Yeah.
And everyone will be happy.
Where are the Stars at this season?
The Stars are hanging on to the playoff spot right now, I believe. The playoffs race is really tight in the Western Conference. They're hanging on to that second and final wild card spot right now. We'll see how it unfolds.
All right, there's your monthly or bi-monthly Stars talk that you get here on the podcast.
We'll be getting some Bachelor in here soon.
Yes, we've got new Bachelor season starting just in a couple days, actually. It's right around the corner. He's Jeffrey Cooperstein. I'm Chris Gross. This is Can I Get a Podcast? Remember, you can listen to us on the web, KESN1033.com. Subscribe on iTunes. Leave a rating. Leave a 5-star rating, leave a review, please. Always do that. He's Jeffrey Cooperstein at JCoopJR27 on Twitter.
Yup.
I'm Chris Gross. Chris is Gross. Chris with a K on Twitter. Let us know your thoughts about the TCU Cal game. What's your favorite Cheez-It flavor? They sure talked about that a lot during the broadcast. Let us know what your favorite Cheez-It flavor is on Twitter. But that's going to do it today for the podcast. We'll be back next week on Can I Get a Podcast?
Okay, thanks.